Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show, your one-stop shop for healing. There's an intro for you. I'm very, very excited because we get to have a conversation today that really does truly transform you when you have the opportunity to listen at a deep level. So if you have a moment, take just some time to listen to this interview today. We're talking about, and with, by the way, a master of bioenergetic medicine. So bioenergetic medicine is following the energy patterns in the body. And Dr. Sue Mortar is a master at activating the body's full human potential through redirecting the flow of energy patterns in the body. We have energy patterns. Obviously, there's just like you would see frequencies in the air for radio frequency, the sound that we're coming through right now, our Wi-Fi frequencies that activate all of our devices. They are unseen, but they absolutely exist. The body has the same type of thing. It has a field. And when that field gets disrupted by a lot of the things I just mentioned, it could be electronic frequencies or it could be energetic frequencies from other people, we need a way to be able to center, ground, and reconnect the flow of energy in our body. Otherwise, we wind up at the doctor. We don't want to do that. Welcome, Dr. Sue Mortar. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it is my great pleasure to be here, Lisa. I love everything that you're doing, and it's always so much fun to plug in with you and see what we can do to speak to humanity about some things that matter most.
Yes, I love talking to you, too. You're a switched-on, turned-on individual who has a mission similar to mine, so it's always fun. Always fun. So I was thinking about, you know, I said, so we don't have to go to the doctor, and then I called you a doctor, but you're a different type of doctor where you empower people to do a lot of their own self-healing first before the second one. So tell me a little bit about what that means, bioenergetic medicine.
Sure. So it's about using the energies of the body to heal ourselves. Since everything in the whole of creation is made out of energy. That's the only thing that exists. Everything is energy. The radio that you're listening to right now is energy, and the sound frequency that's coming through it is just another form of energy. They're just different vibrational frequencies. And so what we have to learn to realize is that we are made out of energy, and there are various frequencies within our own system that represent different vibrational frequencies. Our thoughts represent one kind of frequency, and our emotional states are representing yet another one. And so what we're doing is learning to utilize our ability to sense and feel that energy to our great advantage. You know, like people have hunches or gut feelings, and sometimes they follow them, and most of the times they override them. Most times they override them. And so, you know, in speaking to the hundreds of thousands of people that I have spoken to in the last many years, what I have recognized is that people oftentimes say, you know, I had this gut feeling, and I overrode it. I didn't listen to it, and boy, do I regret it. But I have never heard someone say, you know, I had this hunch, this gut feeling, and I followed it, and boy, do I regret it. No one has ever said that.
That's true. That is true.
So what we want to learn how to manage that, to listen, to catch it, because it's great wisdom rising up to our awareness that is guiding our lives and our health and our wholeness. And we're most of the time ignoring it, overriding it.
Well, yeah. I can kind of understand that because, I mean, look at all these. If you just mentioned that our body has different frequencies and then we have all of these different frequencies outside of us, we're energetically, if we look at it, we're probably just look like a scrambled signal.
Yes. We are, and our job is to organize it.
Okay.
Our job is just to bring some continuity to it, and we usually try to use our minds to do all the organizing in our lives. And it's hard on the mind to, it's hard on the mind field, the frequencies of energy that, that are our conscious mind. It's hard on that system if we're always living in our heads and only making decisions based upon our intellect and our conscious analytical mind. So what I'm doing is teaching people how to utilize different energy frequencies of their body to help support the mind so that the gut feelings and the wisdom and the intuition all get to work together so that we're making decisions with grace and with ease and flow. And a beautiful byproduct of that is that we start to heal everything, physically, mentally, emotionally. Everything starts to line up. That scramble starts to take on an organized flow.
Okay, so I mentioned before in the show that I have a bit of a headache, and it's over my left eye. So what would I do, and how, and listen along with me, our wonderful audience, if you ever have a certain pain in the body that is doesn't feel right, where's the first place we would start?
Sure. Depending on where the pain is going to determine some things. So at first I would say, let's do this, everyone. Just kind of disempower yourself for a moment and throw all your energy across the room at something you're looking at. Just disempower. Just like if somebody walked in the room that had some kind of impact on you that you're maybe upset with or whatever, and you disempower yourself because you throw all your energy onto them. So do that. And now, just pull all your energy back to yourself. Just bring it back onto subject, onto you, onto the self, and notice how it feels. And then throw all that energy back across the room on that other thing, onto an object, and then pull all your energy back onto yourself. Just, it's not like you're closing yourself off. You're just gathering yourself, collecting yourself back into the core of your body, deep inside, in onto subject. So just noticing the difference of being able to shift the energy that way is a way to start practicing. So somebody should practice that dozens and dozens of times a day. Just when you're sitting there talking with somebody at dinner, just toss your energy over to them and then pull it back on yourself. And you can just kind of secretly practice this all the time and stealthily develop this ability to move energy. And then we can start to refine that. So given a headache, if you have a headache, one of the things that I would also want to introduce to people is that in this energy that we're moving out of the body and back in the body and out of the body and back in the body, when it's in the body, it's supposed to flow from above your head, down through your body, into the earth, and then up from the earth, up through your body, out the top of your head, and it cycles around the outside of your body and comes back in at your tailbone and runs up your spine and out the top of your head and cycles around the outside of your body into and comes back in at the tailbone, and that cycle keeps happening. Now, it's constantly pouring more energy in from overhead, running through your body into the earth and rising back up through the body and out the top of the head and recycling around this cycle. That's constantly happening, has been since you were born, and will continue throughout your entire life. The problem is we've never been aware of such things or even knew that they were important or that it mattered, never knowing that we could start to heal ourselves if we could start to be aware of that energy. Because when we become aware of it, we can notice when it's not happening the way that it's supposed to, when it's not flowing. So one of the things that I do in my coursework is teach people how to become aware of managing that completely. But today, in this moment, to answer your question, I would say that whenever you have a painful area in your body, it is because there is a blockage above it, which is keeping the energy from flowing through it. And it's like a dam in the river. It's just backlogging energy, and it's causing you to feel pain or discomfort. So, for instance, if you have pain in your low back, there's a blockage somewhere above your low back, in your body somewhere, and we have to start to remove that blockage so that the energy can start to move again. So when you have pain in your head, there's nothing higher than your head, right? But it has to do with the energy coming in the tailbone and getting backlogged there. So then the energy backs up, and it doesn't allow the energy to come out the top of your head the way that it's supposed to. So you end up with a headache because it actually is the equivalent to something has probably rocked your foundation recently, and it's now your energy is getting stuck in your head, and you're in your head probably trying to figure out how to reconcile whatever it is that has kind of rocked your world. So if you receive news or you're in some discussion or you're trying to do a project and it's not working out or you have some general sense that there's something you're supposed to be doing or that there's something more or something missing, all of those are perfect examples of how we get locked up in our energy flow and we start living in our heads and trying to figure out what the answer should be.
It
could be all those things at once.
Bingo.
It could be all those things at once, and no wonder you got it. I'm surprised you only hurt in a little bit.
I know.
All those things are going on
only
at once.
Right?
The whole head can hurt.
Yeah.
So here's what we do. We have to start working with the movement of the energy in the body. So there's this practice that's called Mula Bandha. And if you're a yogi, if you go to yoga classes, you maybe have heard this term. But what it means basically is you're squeezing the muscles in the base of your pelvic bowl. Like if you were going to the bathroom and you had to stop the stream all of a sudden, you'd have to contract certain muscles to make that happen. Well, when you contract those muscles, it kind of anchors your energy low in your belly where your deep wisdom is, your gut feelings and all that deep, deep intuition, deep knowing comes from your gut and your belly. So if we could lock our energy down lower instead of rolling up into our heads with all of our attention, it starts to distribute the energy again, redistributing it in a more balanced fashion, and your headache will go away. I used to have migraine headaches, and I don't have them anymore because of these practices that I'm starting to share. So if everybody would just, especially if you have a headache, if you could squeeze these muscles at the base of your pelvic bowl and kind of imagine that you're it's kind of like a Kegel exercise, if you're familiar with that, and kind of lift that area up toward your heart, and it kind of makes your heart roll open and your shoulders come up and back and they kind of drop down. And now just breathe in your belly. Everyone take an inhale and make your belly get really big. While you're kind of squeezing those muscles at the base of the pelvic bowl, and it creates a little resistance there, and that's okay. It's like, do I push or do I pull? And the answer is yes. Just try to make it up a little bit. Exhale, pull your belly back towards your spine. Inhale, make your belly big again. Breathe your breath way down into your belly. Squeeze that Mula Bandha. And exhale, pull your belly back towards your spine. Inhale, big belly. And exhale, just collapse and empty and empty and empty the belly. And as we sit there in that position, I'm going to add one more thing onto that because it helps so much. Imagine that you're reaching down through the pelvis. And you're still contracting this little root lock, this Mula Bandha thing that we're talking about. Just squeezing the muscles that you would squeeze in a Kegel exercise or if you had to stop the stream going to the bathroom all at once, just stop it. Contract those muscles. Now, even though you're keeping them contracted, imagine that you're going down from the tip of your spine, down through your chair or down through your legs into the earth. And gather some energy there that's nurturing and balancing and harmonizing and remind you that everything is okay, that no matter what is happening in this moment, it's serving something good, and whatever's going on in your life, it's helping you to wake up to your amazing power, your magnificence. Now take a breath up from the earth and draw that energy into your body. Just breathe it up into your body and let yourself be nurtured. Let yourself relax and remember a bigger truth than the immediate circumstances that might be in your life, and let it feel good in your body as you breathe in. And then breathe right up through the core of your body, through the center of your belly, through the center of your chest, through your throat, right up through the center of your brain, and exhale out the top of your head up to 2 feet above your head. Just exhale up 2 feet above your head. And now from 2 feet above your head, take a hold of some energy that is pure energy of infinite possibility, of new ideas and the new you, and what you know is time to unfold. Even if you can't name what it is, you just have this sense and this feeling, and receive those energies into your body. Just breathe them down through the center of your brain, through the center of your throat, through the center of your chest, and deep into this belly. Big belly inhale. Just breathe it all in and let it feel really, really good. Ooh. And then exhale right back into the earth. Just let it exhale. Just drop it down into the earth.
Mm.
And if you repeat that, breathing up from the earth and through the body and out the top of your head and back and down, up and down, ascending and descending the energy frequencies up and down through your body, what starts to happen is you start to tap into all kinds of different layers of your own consciousness that start to wake up, and they start to contribute to your day. Instead of sitting there dormant waiting for you to figure something out with your head, all these other layers of your own being get to plug in and contribute to the projects and the interpretations and the decisions that we're trying to make. And everything changes. Things begin to change.
I can see how this really can work. I feel so much better just by doing that. And I was circling completely in my head. Mm-hmm. And I do work in radio stations all day, and then we've got 5G coming in, and you know, our world soon. It's going to just keep getting more with the frequency. So if we don't have tools like this, these blockages can turn into really stuck energy, and that's how disease happens, right?
I mean, absolutely. That's all disease is. Yeah. It's just dissonant energy frequencies, and the body is designed to help us transduce those down. It acts like a transducer, like a halogen light needs a transducer to work in your home. So it has to transfer the energy from one frequency to another, and that's what our body is actually designed to do. If we learn how to do it in a conscious and intentional manner, it will respond with vitality. If we don't, and we just let this chaotic mess happen, the body starts to break down. Cells break down. We begin to become toxic. We don't detoxify as efficiently because our systems are short-circuited and they're not operating the way that they're designed to operate. And that's all disease is. It's just a prolonged state of dissonance in the body. And we want to create coherence or resonance, energies that are collaborating together, not bumping against each other and creating friction that generates cellular breakdown.
What about fatigue and being tired? Is that, it's not necessarily a disease state. Is there a way to use these types of energy exercises and practices like a energy boost, like a cup of coffee, but not the coffee?
Only good for you.
Yes.
Energetic coffee. It is a lack of energy is we oftentimes equate it with either being overworked or being overwhelmed, et cetera. But
yeah,
most of it is that we are not using energy efficiently. You know, I used to run a clinic and manage other doctors and staff, and then on top of all that, see my patient base, 60 people a day,
wow,
all day long. And I thought I was busy then. And I
60?
Used to have to take, I used to have to take a nap at lunchtime just to see my afternoon patients. And when I started discovering all of this work on the bioenergetic level and utilizing it myself, I now probably do 4 to 5 times as much in a day and in a week's time than I used to do when I was doing all that. And I'm constantly on planes, packing, unpacking, traveling, checking into hotels, walking straight onto stages and speaking or working with groups and facilitating them or arriving back to the clinic and treating people. It is nonstop, Lisa, and I have so much energy. I have so much more energy than I had before. So it's about the proper use of energy. And if you'll breathe from beyond your body, this inhale from over your head, and breathe into your body, and then exhale to beyond your body, out in, back down into the earth, and then breathe up from the earth through the body and exhale out the top of your head, you will find that you're running on more of a cosmic energy, more of a universal energy, not just your own personal energy supply. And when you learn how to do that, you're constantly rejuvenating and replenishing, and you're not fatiguing because you're living as an isolated, separate self who's living in their head trying to figure out how to make life work. There's a flow that's supposed to be happening in your life, and the question is, are you tapped into it, or are you out trying to outswim it? You know, that's the problem. So,
I can imagine that infinite source is more than one cup of coffee could ever give you. I mean,
it's constant.
It's constant.
And it allows you to sleep at night.
Yeah, that too. But so you do this all day and you have this incredible schedule, but you do it with an abundance of energy.
I do it with abundance of energy. I do it with so much more vital force running through my system than I had 20 years ago. I'm younger than I was 20 years ago.
I know. I look at your photo. It never changes. It never changes. I'm like, wow, she looks the exact same. And we're in the same group together, and I remember showing up sick a couple times to this, the TLC group in the middle of some other country, and then you are the person I would run into in the airport. I would feel great in 15 minutes and fine by the end of the trip. Yeah, I remember that specifically.
Right.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
I remember that too.
You.
Yeah. Well, it's available that's to great. Us. You know, that's the thing. But just our culture doesn't teach us how to do these things.
No.
We are so externally oriented, and we just have lost touch with what the indigenous peoples knew and how they lived, and we can do both. I mean, we can live in this productive, externally oriented world, but if we've got one eye on the inside and we're tending to these things that are still true about the human system and utilizing them to our advantage, we not only replenish our immune system, we also rejuvenate things that were old injuries or old illnesses that never really allowed us to come back fully. We reconfigure the quantum science of our own physiology by starting to learn to breathe in this way and to bring our attention back onto subject instead of constantly being dispersed by throwing our power away across the room at the person who has our attention or who we have something unresolved, you know, about. And it doesn't even matter if they walk in the room. If they live 900 miles away from you and it's your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or someone that you have something unresolved with, it's still consuming your energy, and you have to pull that energy back home again and find some resolution. I have, you know, much content on teaching people how to literally resolve those things that are remaining unresolved. But this is a start.
Ancestral energy drains. So I want to ask you, how did you learn all of this?
Well, I was raised in an environment where energy medicine is the only health care that I've ever received. My father was a pioneer in energy medicine. He was one of the people who, back in the 70s, were bringing forward quantum research before it was ever hitting the journals that were readily available to the general public or even to the general public of doctors and practitioners, etc. My father had friends that were reporting this research to him as it was coming out that was happening right then. So he became known as an individual who was sharing this kind of information, and more people came from all over the world to discuss these things with him at his seminars and his workshops in accordance with this. So I've never gone to the doctor and gotten an antibiotic to take something to make me feel better, to heal some issue that I had going on, or any other medication like that. I've only ever done energy medicine as my own healing modality, and it is it's a wonderful way to be living. I literally feel like I'm getting younger all the time. The more and more of it I'm mastering for myself personally. So I share with people what I've learned on my own personal life experience, on top of what my father was teaching me as I grew up. So initially I just learned the principles, but I hadn't learned how to integrate it yet. And so that's why I had the migraine headaches, and I had a scoliosis in my body that I have healed through only energy medicine, through breath work and understanding how to follow the energy and work with it with my consciousness at the same time. I've also had injuries. I've fractured my arm and not had to take traditional methods with casting it, et cetera, with a compression fracture, able to just work with it and do a specific kind of yoga that I work with that I call body awake yoga, which is learning how to breathe consciousness through the body in all kinds of different ways for healing and for manifesting and for rejuvenating the body. So I kind of came upon it very honestly. I was born into a family that was kind of working with this stuff.
Now that's beautiful. By the way, if you're listening, you can go online and you can look up Dr. Sue Morder's website, which is drsuemorder.com, drsuemorter.com. She's offering a lot of great free courses on here and ways to, you know, DVDs, options for healing, all sorts of great things. You can even become a facilitator of the energy codes, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. What are the energy codes? This is the name of your new book, right?
Yes, I have. I have a book that is out right now that is called 108 Ways to Manifest Your Magnificence, to Embody Your Magnificence. And then I have a book with Simon & Schuster coming out in March of 2019 that is called The Energy Codes. And The Energy Codes I've codified all of the research, the clinical research that I've done, but I don't mean that to sound like it's, oh, you're going to be reading a bunch of clinical research, because it's not. It's about how people have applied this work, how they did it, and what they've done, and how they've responded, and the miracles that they've experienced. And I've codified all of the things that I teach into seven basic codes. So they're principles and practices that you can do to teach yourself how to self-heal and beyond heal. It's not really about only healing. It's really about embodying the truth of who you are, waking up, basically, waking up your spirit, healing your body, and living your best life. And so it's going to be a self-help, self-administered kind of set of practices that someone can do while they're living life. That's one of the things I love about the book that's coming out, is that it's not that you're going to have to set aside an extra hour to do additional practices to master this thing. It's that life hands you exactly what you need to be working with next, and I'm teaching you how to work with it in real time so that you're never without a tool to manage what's happening right in front of you in the moment. And on a way above and beyond that, it's teaching you how to enjoy all of the stresses that you previously would have called stresses, because you're now going to learn how to use them to your advantage, no matter what it is. Because we're here to wake up to our greatness, and whenever we're stressed, it's because we're not accepting some form of our greatness, and we just don't know how to. And so this is a how to learn about your greatness by the way life is handing what it's handing to you. So it's kind of a new take on stress management, in that we're deciding that absolutely nothing needs to be stressful, that there is no such thing as a bad thing happening, and I'm teaching people how to reinterpret the happenings of life so that it serves us instead of knocks us over.
Right. So you've had everything from broken bones and various different situations occur in your life, but illness is not anything you've gone through.
A deep illness. I've not had a deep illness. I had a reoccurring bronchitis type of thing that would happen every year, and scoliosis is no fun thing to deal with. Lots of back pain all the time, which I have none now, and migraine headaches, those kinds of things. I haven't been through a chronic degenerative disease, and I don't plan on it, because I plan on continuing to rejuvenate all the time. I've worked with people who have, many people who have had chronic degenerative diseases and of all sorts, and have experienced tremendous results and turnarounds for many, many people.
Wow, that's incredible. There's a lot of, you can entertain yourself with all sorts of things on Sue's website, drsuemortar.com. There's events you can go to and different things that you can experience in person or even see online. But I have a question for you about these lower frequencies that constantly are, say you regenerate yourself and you get into this great high frequency state, and the next day or on the news is playing in the background somewhere, that lower frequency comes back out again. Do you have to continue to regenerate, or is there a way to actually block those frequencies from coming in the first place?
What I'm teaching people is that we are made of an energy that is far beyond everything on this planet. And even though there are many side effects of the beneficial things that we're creating regarding technology, et cetera, and the negative side effects that are coming off of the benefits of that, we are equipped to transmute them ourselves if we're constantly pouring in higher and higher frequency energies, because we're accepting more and more of the densities and lower frequencies of our own consciousness. When we accept and embrace our own unresolved fears and our unresolved illusions of inadequacy and insufficiency, those are also low vibrational frequencies of hate and fear and just all of the unresolvedness, feelings of a abandonment and abuse, etc., those house low frequency energies in our system, which compromise our ability to manage the low frequencies in the outer world that are happening because of our quote unquote advancements in technology. And so what I'm teaching people to do is enhance their own personal vitality so that they have a greater buffer system to transmute those things that are in our external world and bombarding us every second of every day. And so every bit of the work that someone learns to do through the coursework that I'm teaching results in them being more equipped to manage what is happening with our scientific advancements, et cetera. So the low frequency energies that are considered to be more threatening to our health and vitality are more threatening to our health and vitality than they need to be because of compromises that already exist in our inner world. In other words, if we haven't resolved our own inner stuff, and I teach people how to do that. I'm not just saying they have to go do that. I teach them how to do that. And once we do that, we are more capable of handling the external irritants in our world, whether it's, you know, just use the analogy of if I have unresolved toxicity in my body on a chemical balance level, just kind of that's another form of energy frequency is the chemistry of our bodies. It's a different radio station, right? Mm-hmm. So if I have toxicity chemically inside my body, when the allergy season comes along, I don't have enough of a buffer system in place to manage these external irritants that are in the air or in our foods, etc. So what we're doing is cleaning house on the inside so that we have enough buffer to manage these additional irritants that are coming along from the outer world. So the same thing is happening on an energetic level from unresolved emotion. It creates emotional toxicity, which is just another energy frequency. So I'm teaching people how to resolve that emotional toxicity so that they have a bigger buffer to handle the same low frequency energies that are in the external world that are really can be very devastating to our health and vitality. So I really want to encourage, you know, along with the modalities that are available to us to neutralize those external frequencies, I'm also interested in teaching people to heal it up from the inside out and to build a capacity to manage and to transmute those low frequencies from the inside out so that we're approaching it from both directions and the victory is assured. So the ancient techniques that I'm bringing forward are deep meditative practices, not just learning to meditate to reduce stress, but going deeper to that than that and finding a deeper truth about what life is really all about. Mm-hmm. That I'm not just here to survive. I'm not here to learn some techniques to allow me to keep abusing my life in a fashion that I do by not living in a balanced manner. I'm here to learn responsible stewardship and to care for myself enough to have harmony and balance in my life and to let love flourish so that I can awaken to a greater truth than the one at a glance that we think is real when we look to the outer world. Well, what quantum science is showing us is that the outer world is just a reflection of your own management of your own consciousness. And so if there's a bunch of stress in your outer world, guarantee there's a bunch of stress in your inner world. And until your inner world cleans up, clears up, begins to become organized, the outer world is always going to dish up something that looks like it's overwhelming to us and stressful in a way that is just painful. And so what we're doing is blending this quantum science and these ancient techniques of breath work that bring you down into your body and anchor your consciousness in a fashion that it can start to perceive a world that is creative and good and beautiful and a world that cares and that is loving and that everything that is happening in your life experience is serving your awakening. It's not here against you. It's not beating you up. It's here to help you awaken to your greatness. And so the ancient techniques that I'm bringing forward were in practice in the indigenous peoples, and because of those practices, they didn't experience the kinds of stress that we experience. Mm-hmm. We have a nervous system that's designed to respond to bears, right? And in the indigenous peoples, they would actually see a bear, and within 20 minutes, they would get away from the bear, or they would be eaten. But in today's world, our bears are imagined bears. We have pressures that we've cooked up, and the performance issues, or things
constantly
that we're supposed to achieve, and all mm-hmm. that stuff, and they never go away. So within 20 minutes, we're just getting started. It's not over. It's just getting started in the last 20 days or 20 years sometimes, always landing us in an exhausted state and perplexed about the fact that we can't find our vital force. And so I'm just trying to remind people how to do that again.
How to find the vital force. Okay, yeah. So could you give us a technique or something that could help us change that internal conversation so that we can then mirror that out into the world rather than vice versa?
Sure. The next time something happens, and this is still a responsive action instead of a totally creative one, but this one is very helpful, I find, for the average listener out there, right? So so the average person's driving down the road, listening to this conversation, or sitting at home, or in front of your computer, or listening to this. We're just minding our own business, living our lives. And so let me just give this example. The next time someone says something that upsets you, or if something happens that you don't like, it's really like gets your goat kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a thought you come up with yourself on the inside of your own system. You're attacking yourself with a negative thought or a pressuresome thought or something that's not very kind, something that you wouldn't want someone else to say to you, but you're saying it to yourself, you know, like stupid this, or I should never, or I blah, you know,
should,
I'll never
should,
this,
should.
Or mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
One of those, any of those examples. When that happens, there's going to be a charge in your body somewhere. In your physical body, there's specifically going to be a charge. It's going to be in your throat or in your chest or in your gut or in your belly, in your stomach, in your neck. Something's going to seize up, or there's going to be some kind of sensation, unless you're so living in your head that you can't feel anything in your body, which is the case with some of my students. They're like, I don't feel anything. So then I work with them in a different way. See where your mind goes when you ask the question, where in my body is this reaction coming from? And then whenever you find where it's coming from, I'm going to invite you to squeeze it back. Just give it a hug back, like, okay, I'm on to it. I hear you. Connection has been made. Contact has been made between the body and the mind.
I see you.
The mind is now going to participate here and help.
Mm-hmm.
So now the mind is paying attention to what the body is trying to say. And if we squeeze it back, and then we squeeze this mula bandha that we were talking about earlier, and we squeeze in our heart space, basically what I want us to do is to become awake and aware at the central channel up and down through the core of your body from top to bottom, head to toe, head to tail anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then squeeze back this area that has a charge in it because of this stress point that you've just come upon. This person said something, you read this thing, you saw something on the news, you had a thought, all of it. Something created a reaction in you. You have to squeeze it back and let it know, because the reason you have a charge wherever you have it in your body is because you don't have enough circuits in place to manage the situation. And now it has a hold of you. And so what I'm teaching people to do is to build neurocircuitry, starting with electromagnetic circuitry in the body, to help manage the energy flow without it splatting or short-circuiting or dispersing unnecessarily and giving you back pain or stomach aches or indigestion, ulcers, asthma, whatever, or headaches, whatever the case may be. So we're being called to build more circuits to manage more of life, more abundance, but we don't know how to build more circuits, so we keep bumping up against something that feels like an upsetting situation. So then you squeeze it and you start breathing up and down through your central channel the way we were just describing it earlier, and you're going to build some organization through the chaotic mess of the energy field in your system and allow it to become more profoundly masterful in your life. It will change your life experience if you keep doing that day after day, situation after situation, thought after thought. You know, that's a brief tip of the iceberg of what I'm teaching in the Energy Codes coursework, but it will change so much for you if you allow life to show you how you're trying to wake up. So instead of asking, why is this happening, or what are they thinking, or what are they doing, just ask a better question. Ask, where in my body is this reaction coming from? Because if I had all my circuits in place, you couldn't say anything that would upset me. You couldn't do anything that would upset me, because I would know, because I'd be in touch with this wave that is guiding all of humanity, I'd be riding that wave, knowing that every single thing that's happening here is something that's serving me, and I'm going to use it to my advantage, and I'm going to, and to everyone's advantage. It's going to serve. So there's a very fast answer to your question.
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, that's true. Most of us live from the neck up, and we're dealing with concerns about finances and about, you know, relationships and all the things, and it's all from the neck up. But you're saying if you restore the circuitry in the body, just like you would restore a circuit panel and switch back on the breakers, and put all of those back on into a working position by aligning the energy up and down the spine and the core of the body, then it starts to turn those circuits back on. You do this all day long, several times a day. There's nothing that could come in that would throw them off, because you're constantly turning the breakers back on, turning the breakers back on. Gotcha.
Right. And nature is on your side. When the circuits are on, nature wants to keep them on. We're built for that. That's the way it's supposed to go.
That's nice.
It's not like it's a big challenge to have to keep turning them on, keep turning them on. Wow. What happens is you reach a higher level of consciousness, and it takes a bigger thing to ever upset you, meaning fewer and fewer things ever get to you because you have the circuitry in place to manage them. You know, imagine a third grader, you know, in the working world, not going to happen. They don't have the circuits for it, right? Totally stressful. So we're building circuits to manage more. And you know, the beauty is life experience is going to build those circuits for you. But what we're able to do with this work is collapse time. We're able to build the circuits faster than life would dish it up for you. When you really get into the coursework called the Energy Codes that I teach, it teaches you how to build the circuits prior to life having to upset you to figure out where to go to build the next set of circuits that are going to serve you the most effectively.
The stress. Okay, got it. So does it matter what you eat, what you put in your body, all those types of things, or in order for the circuits to maintain their circulation and stay healthy and so forth, does that matter?
Sure. You know, the foods that we eat create a chemistry in the body, and the chemistry in the body is either contributing to or working against what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. So an alkalized diet, an alkaline body, the cells in your body are designed to vibrate energetically most efficiently when they're floating in an alkaline environment, everywhere except inside of your stomach. And so what we want to do is eat foods that are alkalizing to the body. Basically, that's fruits and vegetables. But I also want to say, it doesn't mean that you have to only ever eat fruits and vegetables. It's just that the majority of what you eat needs to be alkalizing. So 80% of what you eat should be fruits and vegetables, and the other 20% should be meats and grains, etc. So that's going to be in my book as well when it comes out. But in the meantime, I also want people to recognize that one negative thought, and when you're caught up in a negative thought and cycling on something negatively, you're producing more acid in your body than you can possibly alkalize with an alkalizing diet, no matter how perfectly you eat. So I know lots of people who are vegan and vegetarian and all kinds of things that are very strict and stringent, but they're contracted in their consciousness in a way that's producing acid in their system to the degree that their perfect diet isn't turning out perfectly in their life. And so addressing it from both perspectives is very important. And I also have ways to teach people to test to see if there is a toxicity level in their body, number one, and number two, what's causing it? Is it emotional or is it nutritional? And so we can begin to address those kinds of things that make living easier when we start to get all of the systems of our body, meaning all of the energy frequencies of our body, operating in similar fashion. It's like your digestive system operates on a certain frequency. Your hormonal system operates on a different frequency. Your immune system operates on a slightly different frequency, et cetera. So your respiratory, even a different frequency. So each of these different enteric systems are operating on different energy frequencies. The ultimate goal is for us to manage on all levels, all frequencies. So we kind of want this important message broadcasting system to go across all radio stations at the same time to give us a better chance of creating harmony in the body.
So the energy codes, these are the principles and the practices that you teach in both the book, and also there's a companion series online as well, a video series?
I have a series of videos and CDs and DVD, all kinds of things that teach that. But the majority of the intensive coursework currently is taught in live events.
Okay.
And all across the country. But yes, there's loads of information on my website from different products that are available to learn how to do these practices. Putting it all together in the live events is something that people very much appreciate having access to as well.
I imagine. And yes, you can learn a certain amount online. It's probably good to get familiar with Dr. Sue's work, and then going to an event is also great. There's, you know, it makes so much sense because, as you mentioned about the energy codes, it heals what is broken and it releases what is no longer wanted. Is that the best way that you explain it?
Yes, and it doesn't release it as much as it transmutes it. We benefit from it. We're not trying to get rid of anything. We're trying to use it, but it's like recycling, okay? We're not trying to just throw it away. We're trying to turn it around and use it in a different way. So it's good energy. It's just being misused. So we learn how to use the energy differently, and it's the equivalent of letting something go or releasing it, but we're actually stronger because of it. We're more potent because of it. The bonfire blazes bigger because we're throwing the log on the fire and transmuting it. We're not just throwing it out the window. You follow?
Did you happen to see the movie The Black Panther?
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Should see it. He has one of these super suits, and that does just that. It takes the kinetic energy of whatever is being thrown at him. He transmutes it and then uses it as healing energy or transformational energy or something like that. It's really cool. You have to see it now. It's like the physical manifestation of what you're talking about. It's a super cool
scene. It's going to be my new theme movie. I can tell.
It is. But it's very cool. And just having the idea, it gave me the image of what you're talking about, is you're talking about working with things rather than blocking or against things or protection even.
Yes.
Don't even need that. It's more of a flow of what works in the body, and you're utilizing all the other energies around you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there is nothing, I mean, really, if we understood how everything works, we are a package of the universe. That if you compress universal energy and compress it and compress it and compress it, you end up creating a human being. That's what physical matter is. That's just a law of physics, that physical matter is compressed energy. So we are compressed universal energy. So if we think there's something out there that's bad, we're really rejecting a part of ourselves. And if we're rejecting a part of ourselves, we're pretty convinced that there's a bunch of stuff out there in the world that's bad also. And so all of that's an illusion. It's not really how it is, but I understand how people are operating in a world that really looks that way. So I'm just trying to teach people to collaborate, to work with something, and live in a trusted universe. Live in a world that is here in your favor, and it's just a matter of you interpreting your reality differently than you've been able to interpret before. And building more circuitry in your system allows you to have a more accurate perspective on what's going on. It's like the third grader growing up to be the college graduate who can handle the work world. Mm. We're doing that. We just have to grow ourselves up in this world of consciousness and what's really going on here. And so, it's not about fighting or protecting. Think of it this way. You have this big, beautiful bonfire in your heart, and anything that you can throw onto the bonfire of with love and love onto it and love into it and embrace it, you throw another log on the fire and the fire blazes bigger. And so it's really, these are practices to teach you how to become this transmuting entity on the planet. You're this place of transmutation where you're turning everything into something that's going to serve you. You're going to have this Black Panther super suit that's going to transmute the energies of your life and allow them to ultimately be contributing to your greatness instead of something that you're becoming victorious over. You're using it to serve the whole kingdom so that everybody wins.
Well, how about things that we really don't like mass shootings and presidents making really bad decisions, reversing years and years of progress? I mean, how do you make that a part of yourself?
Yeah. So number one, it's causing us to wake up, isn't it? You know, when we have our leadership doing the things that they're doing, there are people that never even used to pay attention to politics, never even used to get involved, that are so waking up and so, you know, finding their voice. And it's contributing to a great awakening in our culture, I feel, and is ultimately going to serve in an amazing way. And when mass shootings are happening to the degree that they are, it's really starting to cause us to awaken. And if we would build some circuits in the moment that we receive that upsetting news, in addition to going to disasters and, you know, areas that where people need help and serving in those physical ways, serving others, we can also make a difference by building some circuits in the moments that we receive the news of these kinds of happenings and allowing ourselves to become even more stable and more capable of managing such things, because a byproduct of that is your energy field, and people will love this, your energy field gets bigger and gets more perfected every time you build circuits. Instead of getting mad, if you build circuits with all that passionate energy, your energy field becomes bigger and more profoundly perfecting, and that has an effect on the person next to you when you walk through the movie theater, when you walk through the grocery store, when you walk through the airport. You're having an impact on people to the left and the right that you'll never even talk to, that you'll never even know necessarily, but you're having an impact. You know, they used to talk about the ascended masters and, you know, Jesus and the Buddha, or these individuals who were fully awake to the things that I'm talking about and embodied, that they would walk through a village and people 30 miles away would heal because they were in that kind of proximity to them. That's a pretty big energy field.
Wow. Yes.
And what I know we are capable of, because the Buddha and the Christed being and the people who practiced those techniques in these ancient cultures, they each and every one said, you can do all this and more. Anyone can be Buddha. Those kinds of things were an invitation that has gotten left behind in our cultural studies. And so, you know, I am bringing that back to life, because it's our destiny.
That is interesting. It did. We were taught to deify those characters, that they were not us, and that they had special powers or a connection with God, and diminished our ability to have that same level of connection. We were taught that we didn't.
Exactly. Not true. And the irony is, the teachers themselves said, you can do this.
Right.
And they're quoted to say that, but that gets overridden by a lot of other agenda that, you know, that was disempowering to us. But, you know, you can't withhold the truth. It's coming out, and we're returning to accepting that divine power resides within us, and it's okay to tap into it. It's okay. It's not blasphemous. In fact, it's the way to honor God the most, if we go ahead and allow it to be a living entity on the surface of the planet at a time when we need it most.
I think one of the biggest myths out there is that we cannot heal our bodies. I think one of the biggest myths is that somebody else has to.
Yes. It's one of the greatest lies ever told, and it's a quite profitable one at that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Agenda beyond agenda. But there's, you know, systems upon systems that are built on that lie. I mean, there's a whole medical system, and there's a pharmaceutical system, and then there's, you know, all of these things, whereas there's not a lot of profit in a system that says you can actually energetically heal yourself. There's
no
profit in that.
Right, that I could sit right here and heal my asthma for free. It's a pretty amazing thing to consider. You know,
well, it does take practice, though. It's not like an overnight thing. You really do have to work and perfect the energy process, and just do it enough so that you get familiar with what it feels like to be healthy.
Right. Right. Yeah. We do have to come and learn those practices, but, you know, the benefit is exponential, because it's not just about learning how to heal an allergy or an asthma or, you know, colitis or whatever the case may be. That happens as a byproduct, but what you're really doing is waking up to your full potential as a multidimensional being, an energy being that traverses, you know, every frequency that exists in all of creation. We have immense power at our hands. And so we wake up to living a different life. It's not just we learn a few healing techniques. We we recognize an entirely different version of who we are. And that changes everything, our relationships, our feeling about ourselves, our willingness to heal old, you know, dynamics that have been painful in our lives, and everything starts to change when we wake up in this way.
It's interesting because in this state, and I can see it because I've seen you speak on stage and I've seen you transform a room. It's just by, just when you start speaking, nothing that you had said at that point would make a difference to the impact that I've seen in the room. And I see this to you, you do this over and over and over again. So I'm thinking to the point now where you embody this energy, and if someone were to mirror and match that, that would be fantastic. But can it work against some of the super bugs that we have out there now, and the viruses and the strains and the airborne? Are we not too far gone, Sue, from that? Can we really make that kind of change?
Yeah. You know, we are the greatest power on the planet. We are. The human system is the greatest power on the planet. It's capable of creating things that, if people are not in their power and awake to what we're talking about, we are capable of creating things that can totally wipe out our population. But if we empower the population to come into these, to this onto subject, and come and to tap into this universal flow and this transmuting capacity, we can heal in the face of things. So yes, we've created superbugs, and yes, ultimately everything is energy, Lisa. Everything is just energy, and all we have to do is learn how to transmute the energy. And the more potently and powerfully we come into our own true essence, the more potent and powerful we are to transmute such things as the superbugs that have been created by those that were, you know, supposedly trying to help us with antibiotics, et cetera. But the whole antibiotic, you know, effort, even Louis Pasteur on his deathbed said, it's not about the bug. It's about the vitality of the host. It's not about the potency of the bug. It's about the vitality of the host. Now, that quote doesn't get quoted very often, because that's not the quote that led us to the immensely profitable pharmaceutical industry that took leaps and bounds forward when antibiotics came on the scene. Mm-hmm. So it's not readily known. But the very man who invented it, you know, this, the whole vaccine, the whole antibiotic, you know, experience, that whole world, that the gentleman who brought that to us, in his dying words, said, it's not about that. It's about the vitality of the host.
Isn't that interesting?
So that's what I am saying, is let's get back in touch with the vitality potential of the host, the individual, the human being, the multidimensional being. We're made as creators. We're here to untangle the mess, and we can't do it from our heads. We have to do it from our deep core wisdom and the personal power, and turning on our ability to think in different terms than we've been trained to think.
Well, you have really woken us up today, and I really appreciate it. There's a free gift that you have for our audience, which is really wonderful, and I appreciate you putting this together. So if people go in and to the website, which is
drsuemorter.com, drsuemorter.com/The Aware Show.
Okay.
The Aware Show, then they get a free gift.
That's great. So yes, it's drsuemorter.com/The Aware Show. And you can get a free gift, and there's a way for you to be able to experience this conversation at a deeper level. And then, of course, on Dr. Sue Morter's website, there are, and I love how you put everything in a wheel that we could really see, there are many different aspects that are, that go around energy medicine and what it is that you teach with bioenergetic medicine.
It's my pleasure.
Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Endless conversations to be had. But it really does. I mean, thank you for the inspiration and for waking us up. But there's also a great amount that you can do to continue this conversation as people are listening to this show to continue on. So I suggest that dive in. If this makes sense to you, it touches you, you feel that this opens you and makes you feel more alive, dive in, expand, and learn more, because you could only be a benefit to yourself and others if you do that. So thank you so much, Dr. Sue. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
It is my pleasure, Lisa. You're awesome, and thank you so much for what you're doing with The Aware Show. It has brought so much to so many and continues to do so on such a consistent basis, and that's what our world needs. So thank you for what you're doing in the world.
We're in the same tribe, but from the other side to here.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Much love, everyone.
Much love. And thank you so much, Gina Salvati, executive producer of the show, and Joyce Walker, producer of the show. And to you, the listener, thank you for your energy, because it really makes these shows come alive. I'm Lisa Garr, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.